Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time with some of the stories of Jesus, according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror to welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Three people, each entrusted with a sum of money while the owner is away. They're entrusted. They have been given trust. They have been given responsibility. They've been asked to act on behalf of someone who is absent. Three people, each entrusted with a sum of money while the owner is away. And to invest that money, and they double that money. And one was afraid and did nothing. One was afraid. How often do I back away from investing what has been entrusted to me? Because I'm afraid. How often do I avoid acting on behalf of an absent Lord because I'm afraid? I am afraid of failing. I'm afraid of looking foolish. I'm afraid of getting it wrong and messing it up. And so I sit on the power and the influence with which I have been entrusted. I bury it and I pretend that I won't be accountable for it. I try to convince myself that doing nothing is preferable to making a mistake, and that is not true. This parable is God saying, do not be afraid. See, I have already been entrusted with the kingdom. The king has already trusted me to go about his business, to be his representative in the world in his absence or seeming absence. And fear is not a good reason to hold back. And so I say to you, and so I say to me, do not be afraid. Go forth boldly, risk, and trust, and believe that you are trusted. Do not be afraid. Amen.